Coach, just your overall thoughts on the final day of competition?
It was a good day of racing, really good effort by every crew. In order to be in any final here, you have to be here. And so the fact that we were able to work extraordinarily hard this season and put ourselves in position to race at the NCAA championship, it says a lot for our student athletes, our coaching staff, our support staff, our training staff. It's been a fun little ride.
And what can you say about the senior class?
They're really special. They have really set a legacy. They've left BU better than they found it, and it's a class that has gone through so much adversity through COVID, and coming in from high school, they didn't have a graduation, and finally able to get one this year, and all of the things that were so very different for them in terms of their collegiate experience. To turn it around and to finish at the national championship, it's fantastic, and they will be surely missed.
And then the year's not over. You're going to Henley this summer. Just what do you hope to accomplish from that trip?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we get a lot more training under our belt and an opportunity to race on the international stage. I think the experience is going to be something that's phenomenal for the student athletes and for the coaches as well. My coaching staff, I don't think any of us have ever actually coached at a Henley Royal before, but we're really excited to be able to extend our season a little bit, learn more, put in some more mileage, and shore up our rowing for the Henley.
And then what was your message to the team at the end?
This is a step, first step. This we're the whole staff, we're new to this group, and this group is new to us, and we needed this year to see what we are capable of. And so, again, to be able to race at the championship is phenomenal, but we want to be able to be here consistently. We want to be able to be a top 10 program. I truly believe we have the capabilities of doing that. Told them to start now. Don't wait until the fall to put on some mileage on the erg or around the track or on the water, whatever it is they're going to do this summer. Take a little bit of a break to kind of rest their body from this effort, but get back on it and let's get after it now so we can prepare for 2025.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.